We are up to Siman Tuf Pei Dalid in Hilchas Pesach, and we will be doing Tuf Pei Dalid and Tuf Pei Hei. Tuf Pei Dalid. Man deboy levruche, this is the Lashon of the Rif, man deboy levruche betrayo betlas bati. Somebody who would like to go and help people run a Seder in a few different houses. You have people there that don't know how to make Kiddush, they don't know how to run a Seder. Mavarach bereisha beveisei. So first he says Kiddush and says the Haggadah in his own house, and he eats the matzah and mar and the afikomen and benches. V'ochil kol mai detzorich u'mavarach birkas hamazon. He eats everything he's got to and he benches. And he also drinks the third kos, because you're not supposed to lechatchila leave your place to go somewhere else without benching if you finished eating. V'hoder mevarech l'chol chad v'chad beveisei, and then he can go make brachas for everybody in their homes. V'shasi in hu kase de kedusha u'dagadati, and they will drink their own kos of kiddush. He makes kiddush, but they drink the kos. And that's the first kos. The second kos, va'achli yarki u'matzah, they eat the yarokas and the matzah. V'iyu lo achol v'shosi b'hadayu, and he does not eat and drink with them because he's already after the afikomen. V'shavik lu l'migmer suda sayu, and he allows them to finish their suda. U'mavarchi in hu birkas hamazon, and they should say birkas hamazon. So what does he do? He can even make the bar pri hagofen, and he can even make the bracha on karpas for them. As all of these brachas, even though they're birkos hanenin, and the halacha is that in a birkos hanenin you cannot make a bracha for someone else if you're not chayiv in the bracha, which means that if you have no plans of eating anything, you cannot go and make the bracha for someone else. However, since all of these things are chiyuvim, at Leil HaSeder, they are considered the same halacha as Birkas HaMitzvahs, which means a bracha that you're chayiv in, the halacha is that you can be motzi somebody else, even though you were yotz already and have no need to make the bracha. So he cannot eat, and he can nevertheless make all of the brachas. But Birkas HaMazon, they're supposed to bench for themselves, because the halacha is that it says v'chalta v'savata, the one that ate is the one that's supposed to is the one that v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, that he is the one that's supposed to bench. Therefore, he cannot bench for them. In the Shara Tzion here, he mentions that from the Achronim is mashma that this drosha v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, that the one who ate is the one that's supposed to make, is actually supposed to bench, that's an asmachta. Midaraisa, really it would work. But this is only an asmachta. Because really, this should have the same halacha as every other bracha, and namely, that if it's a birkas, if it's a bracha on something that one is chayiv in, say over here Leil HaSeder, where there's a chiyuv to bench because there is a chiyuv to eat pas, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, then certainly you should be able to be motzi somebody else. But it seems like an asmachta. In fact, in Sharetzim, he brings it, there are those who really are matul suffik in this halacha that you cannot bench for them. But anyway, they're supposed to bench. V'lo yadi, and if they don't know how to bench, so yikra mila b'mila. So he should go and say it together with them, and they'll say whatever he says. You know, they say whatever word he says, and this is not considered a bracha levatola because you're teaching them. You're teaching them how to bench. Further, v'hodor osel lebeisa achrino, and then he goes to the next house. Va'ovid Hachi does the same thing. Then he can go home to his house and he finishes Halil. V'shasi kasel del leila, and then he'll have the fourth kos. V'boilak dumi la'anech bati bereisha baruch lehu. He could go to their houses first and make the brachas for them. V'lo'ocha v'lo toim, and not eat anything. V'hodiraz l'veisei u'makadish. And then he can go home and make it. So he has a choice. He could either do the entire Seder through Birkas HaMazon and the third kos at home, then go make brachas for everybody else and not eat anything in their houses and come back and finish, or he can actually go to them first, come back to his own house afterwards and finish. V'mirtze yigmar ha'kol beveso, if he wants to, he can even finish halal in his own house. And then he goes from house to house, and he does not eat with them. So the essential halacha that we have here is that a person is allowed to be motzi other people with all of the brachas, even the bar pri adam on the karpas, everything except for birkas hamazon, he could be motzi other people, even though he is not eating, whether he was yotze before, whether he's about to be yotze later. In either case, he can make the brachas for them. Further now, simin tov pehe, omer shvua shelo ochel matzah stam. Someone made a shvua that he will never eat matzah. That means he may have said it before Pesach, he may have said it on Leil Pesach, but it has nothing to do with Pesach. He's saying that he just will never eat matzah. So the halacha is that since he is kolol in this shvua, matzah of a reshus, matzah that is not a mitzvah, the halacha is the shvua is chal, it takes effect. Otherwise, we say that a shvua becomes a shvua shav because he's mushba v'omid mehar Sinai to do the mitzvah. So the halacha is that it's a nishva levatlis a mitzvah. If someone makes a shvua that he will not do a mitzvah, that shvua is a shvua shav and it does not take effect. However, if the shvua was kolul, things that are also reshus, so there the halacha is that the shvua is chal. Also lechol matzah b'leil Pesach. The halacha is he could not eat matzah then on Leil Pesach. Of course, there's a mitzvah for him to get his shvua, to get it hutar, to have a hatara on his shvua, so he'll be able to be mekayim in the mitzvah. The Sharetzin brings it, the Berhetiv says that you can force him to be matir his shvua. And the Mishnah Berurah's Paskin is not like that. He says that that's not the case. Whereas, in the case where someone says, Omar shvua shelo ochel matzah b'leil Pesach, if somebody made a shvua that he will not eat matzah on Leil Pesach, that is a nishba levatlis ha-mitzvah, and the halachi is that the shvua is not chal, it's a shvua shav, and he gets malkus for it. Now, this is all in a lushan of shvua. Now, by the way, there are those that ask the kasha, why isn't it kol also? Because he said he's not going to eat matzah on Leil Pesach, so it could include matzah more than what is necessary to be mekayim in the mitzvah. The answer is, because when someone says shelo ochel matzah Leil Pesach, his kavana bistoma, why did he single out Leil Pesach? His kavana bistoma is matzah's mitzvah. Now, this is all in a shvua. What if someone makes a neder? He says, Koner machilis matzis mitzvah olai. The halach is that it is aser, because a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. Here, we are kofahim that he should be matir his neder, so he should be able to be makai in the mitzvah. If somebody says, Shvua shlo ochel morer shel mitzvah, the halach is that he is aser nachilis morer, because Mar is a mitzvah derabonon, and a shvua is chal on a mitzvah derabonon. The same thing going for Arba Kosis, and the halacha here is, since it's a derabonon, we are kofim to be matir his shvua. What happens if someone says shvua shlocha matzah on Lel Sheni, that is a derabonon? The halacha also is that it's chal. And here too, the halacha is that we are kofim, Bezdin will be able to force him to get a heter for his neder, so he'll be able to be makayin the mitzvahs on the second night of the Seder.